When you hear the name Gene Stallings, you probably think University of Alabama, but he is way much more than that. Dr. Chandra Clark and Dr. Michael Bruce both joining me today, talking to us about Do Right, the Stallings Standard. It's a documentary about, of course, 1992 national championship coach Gene Stallings, but much more than that. Welcome, and thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us about this wonderful piece of work that you've both created.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you, Michael.
Absolutely. So my first question, either of you can take this one, is why this documentary and why at this time?
Well, I think we didn't start out wanting to do a documentary necessarily. We had done some interviews with Coach Stallings about a decade ago, and then one of Dr. Clark's colleagues, classmates, friends that had been on the 92 team told her about a players reunion and asked if we wanted to come cover it, do some interviews, shoot video of the event, and then maybe create some kind of a little video about the event that the players could have. And so we went and did this along with another colleague and some students. We spent the weekend in June did that, and that was 2016, I believe. And so we did that, shot it, and then kind of thought, okay, well, we're going to create a little video out of that eventually, and went on and did our business. And then the next year, Coach Stallings had some health issues during the football season, and we're like, oh, you know, we've got some interviews and things that nobody else has, and it's probably an opportunity to keep going if the family wants us to keep going, if Coach Stallings will let us keep going, and maybe we should do a documentary while he's still with us. And so we just approached him and Ruth Ann, his wife Ruth Ann, and said, hey, this is what we'd like to do. We'd like to do a documentary on you, tell your life story. And they agreed. And so just from then on, he told us a few names of people we should interview. It didn't give us much more information than that, like even why we should interview them. He just gave us names. He didn't even really give us phone numbers. He just said, get in touch with these people. And so from there, it blossomed into this story that we really never had any intention of telling.
What's a beautiful piece of this is that it's not so much necessarily about his football career, but it really is about his family's legacy of championing a better life for all, and specifically surrounding his late son, John Mark, who had special needs. Can you talk about that relationship and why the aspects of this documentary shine the light on that so much?
Yeah, Michael, one of the things that's very special to me is I did meet John Mark. In that family, Coach Stallings was my coach when I was in school. And so I was able to meet him several times, and I volunteered at Rise during college, and I did know what the family's mission was. I was always aware of that, but it really wasn't until we started doing these interviews that I realized the impact that the family's decisions made on so many young men. And as we kept going through those different interviews, even that first weekend, we realized, okay, there is a big ripple effect here. There are some of his players who thought of John Mark in such a special way and what Coach Stallings did that it created the type of man that they are today. And they were very serious about that because of his leadership and how he showed his love and didn't hide it for John Mark and made sure that his whole family was part of the program here at Alabama, but also they were part of the program too at the other institutions where he coached, Texas A&M and the Dallas Cowboys and the Cardinals. So it was one of those things that he made sure was a priority no matter where he was.
The name of the documentary is called Do Right, the Stallings Standards. Where did the name come from?
Well, all of our interviews, well, not all of them, but a lot of our interviews, the consistent phrase that kept coming up was do right. He always wanted to do the right thing. And we point out in the film, and others point out, and even himself points out that maybe it wasn't the doing right the way everybody else thought it was, but he did what he thought was right. and that in each situation. So we had the phrase "do right" kept coming up, and then we had a student, Jack Royer, who was kind of helping us a little bit with the project, and he came up with the name "Do Right the Stalling Standard." And so we're like, "Oh, that's great!" And it just kind of stuck from there.
It's going to be an amazing documentary. I know that you are so excited to share it with the world. It's going to be premiering on September 26th. Talk to us about what goes behind the scenes for launching a premiere and how excited you are about that. I know that's a big undertaking.
Right. Well, one of the reasons that it's a premiere and it's a public showing is because of licensing rights. We don't have the licensing rights, and everybody keeps asking us about streaming or broadcast, but we decided it was time. We decided after the spring and meeting with Coach Stallings and the entire family and getting their approval that we needed to set up a time for all of his fans and his family to be able to enjoy it while he's here, and to him to be able to talk about it and talk about his story while he's here. You don't always get that opportunity when you do documentaries on historic figures. And so it's been fun planning the premiere. We're both professors, so trying to plan out how to make it a special event for that night behind the scenes with the family, with Coach Stallings and Ruth Ann, and then also with the Rye Center and their staff and different people in the community have really embraced what we're doing. Visit Tuscaloosa has been good to us, and also the National Alumni Association of the university and many other entities that I can't name them all, but everybody, once we've made presentations about this premiere, they've been very supportive of us, and it's been so much fun to plan it, and we're excited for everyone to see it.
We're talking with Dr. Chandra Clark and Dr. Michael Bruce from the University of Alabama, the producers and directors behind Do Right, the Stalling Standards, which is set to premiere September 26th at 7 p.m. This is going to be at the Bama Theater in Tuscaloosa. That's, of course, I mean, where else would you premiere a story about Gene Stallings, Coach Gene Stallings, but Tuscaloosa? You are both educators, and you've been in this space for a number of years collectively. Your experience, you play off of each other very well. You've been working with each other. What have you learned along the way in this project that you might not have known about yourselves beforehand? And how do you expect to maybe implement what you've learned into how you impact students in the future?
Well, I mean, I kind of knew this about Chandra already, but if you know, there's like, you've heard the 7 degrees of Kevin Bacon or whatever it is. There's about 5 degrees to Chandra Clark. So you go anywhere in the state of Alabama and even outside the state of Alabama, and there's probably some connection with whoever we're talking to Chandra somewhere. And if there's not, she's willing to call or email or hound anybody until she gets what she needs. And so persistence, a willingness to kind of talk to anybody, ask anybody anything, and be persistent, I think, is the most important trait that she has. And I'm an introvert. That's not my style. But it does, I've learned from that, and I've grown myself, my own personality from that a little bit. And I talk to students about that. You've got to be persistent. If you're going to be a storyteller, you've got to be persistent with the people who have the story that you're trying to tell.
And for me, Michael, it would be more improvement on production skills. I mean, as Michael mentioned, I love stories. I love talking to people and getting the story. And as a former news producer, I'm used to that. But learning more about all of our equipment, learning how to manage a lot of media and archives, that is a huge skill set. That Michael and I have both increased on how to do that, and working with our different production partners throughout this process has been a very big learning curve for me, and one that I'm trying to stress to our students as they move into a lot of different projects that they want to do, and how to make sure that they're prepared for that future job. And so that's been a big skill set that has increased of my own.
Let's talk about the proceeds from the event itself, going to the Rise Center at the Stalling Center. Why? Who will this benefit, and why?
So one of the things that was very important to Michael and I early on, and when we met with the family the first time with Coach and Ruth Ann, was that we wanted to make sure that their mission, their life mission, would benefit from it, and their love for any program with special needs that benefits children from birth to adulthood is very important to them. And so the Rise Center here, of course, is named after Coach Stallings, but that was just something that we felt was very important. So anytime we talk to anyone about having a showing, we want to talk to them about those proceeds and what they can do as they host the event to make sure that their mission and our mission of getting the story out there and their mission of how they want to help people and leave that legacy was just very important to us to set it up that way.
That's so admirable and such a great cause and organization to give to. We are continuing our conversation here with Dr. Chandra Clark and Dr. Michael Bruce from the University of Alabama about the Do Right documentary, the Gene Stallings documentary called Do Right, the Stallings Standard. Before I let you go, paint the picture of why this is an important documentary for people to watch, regardless of what fan of a football team you may be, and how this can impact somebody that really just needs to see this film.
Well, you touched on this. It's a football story, but it's not a football story. So it's much more than that. I think it's important in the time we live now in our country where we're very much divided, where we are bombarded by lots of negative news, and where people are struggling and maybe worrying about what's going to happen tomorrow and the next day, to see that there are people in the world who wanted to make sure they left the world a better place. And I think as you watch the story of Coach Stallings and his family and their mission, you get that as a clear picture that they tried to do their best to leave the world a better place. And that's really needed right now.
Well, we are so looking forward to this film. It's going to be premiering September 26th at 7 p.m. at the Bama Theater in Tuscaloosa. Do Right, the Stallings Standard. You can learn more all online at dorightstallings.com. And of course, follow on social media. Dr. Chandra Clark, Dr. Michael Bruce, thank you so much for your time and good luck in this effort and congratulations on all you've accomplished so far.
Thank you. Roll Tide, Michael.
Thank you, Michael.